Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks close out a three-game West Coast swing in San Jose here tonight when they face a Sharks team hungry for any kind of a win. After losing their last five games, San Jose will be desperate to change their losing ways as they hit the ice here tonight. The Hawks, well, they've got to match or even exceed that level of desperation. And we're underway here in San Jose. Kevin LeBanks got the puck, Shark line right wing. Put it ahead over the Hawk line on the right wing side. The Kane to Burns coming along. He rips a shot wide. Kane to DeBrincat, left circle back to Keith. High slot. Hammers a shot. It looked like it hit Shaw in the back. Meyer the other way, shorthanded, in over the Hawk line, right wing. Fed the left circle, Vlasic moving in, shoots, and a big save made by Leonard. Eric Karlsson to center ice, got it ahead to Thornton over the Hawk blue line on the right wing side. Taves lifts Thornton's stick, the puck slides free. Seabrook in the near corner. Put it up the right boards, not out. Burns turns and fires from the left point, block. Here's Timo Meyer from the slot, shoots, he scores. Just as the Hawks had come to full strength. Sharks were able to hold the puck in off of a bad clearing attempt. And Meyer turning in the high slot sent one right along the ice and it beats Leonard. 1-0 San Jose. Nylander, he's over the Shark line at the right point and spins it down the boards behind the net. Dillon got hold of it, drives it around, and this eludes Boquist. Look out, it rolls to center ice. It's a race between Kubalik and Kane. Kane got it, moves in, shoots and scores. A shorthanded goal for the Sharks, Evander Kane. That's their third shorthander of the season. And it extends the Sharks' lead to 2-0 with 7:55 left in period two. Evander Kane into the Hawk zone down the left wing side. Sweeps it behind the Hawk net into the right wing corner. Couture battling with David Kemp. Kemp sweeps the puck away. Now Kubalik blocks the shot. He's got it at center ice on a breakaway. Over the Shark line, down the slot, and he shoots. And Martin Jones stops it with the glove, and he'll hold on. Leonard plays it around to the near side. Keith then lost the puck in the right circle to Gaudreau. The hurdle back of the Hawk net, turning around in the left circle, shoots and scores. Tomas Hertl is carried around behind the Hawk net over the left wing circle, did a 180 spin and shot, and this eludes Leonard. It's now 3-0 San Jose with 15:21 left in the third. Shaw into the Shark zone down the right wing to Taves. Put it in the front side. He shoots. He scores. And Saad actually put his stick down to the ice and redirected that one into the top shelf past Jones. And with 3:02 left in the third, the Hawks are on the board, trailing 3-1. Hawks control off the draw. Kane with the puck right point. To Keith, deep slot. Hammers a shot. He scores. Duncan Keith. Let it rip. That's his 99th career goal. And it beats Martin Jones with 1:54 left in the third. Don't go away. It's 3-2 San Jose. Taken by Hertl. Bearing to center ice to Gaudreau. Knocked off his stick. Loose puck over the center ice circle. Myers got it. Sent it toward the Hawk empty net. He scores. 1:26 left in the third. Now 4-2 Sharks. An empty net goal from Timo Meyer. Still 86 seconds on the clock, and with the way this game has gone, I would say that this lead isn't even safe for San Jose. To Kane, top of the right circle with 23. Tried to put it in low. It's taken away in the right corner, though, by Saad. To Keith, right point. Sends it left point. Gustafson, long wrist shot. Deflects wide. Shaw in the left corner. Put it on goal from a sharp angle. Turned out of there. 10 seconds left. And now Keith at center ice bats the puck away from Radil. 4 seconds left. Keith will give it to Kane at the Shark line on the left wing, and time runs off the clock. The Sharks hold on for a 4-2 victory over the Blackhawks here and end their five-game losing streak in the process.